Okay, guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got our guest, Rick Ellis, on. Another good example, guys, of how one person can make a difference. Everybody's got some kind of talent to bring to the table. I got a big mouth, so I'm on radio. Rick Ellis has a great singing voice. He does music. I mean, you know, use your talents, guys. Get them out there. So how's things going in San Francisco with your career and particularly your Ron Paul song? You got people requesting it when you go out and do your gigs? Or?
Well, no, I haven't had that happen. Nobody, not yet anyway. I will be performing it for the first time live this December 16th. We're going to do a tea party for Ron Paul. The San Francisco Meetup Group is putting this together, and we're going to have a nice event. We'll have a lot of different musicians, and I'll be able to go up and do a couple of Frank Sinatra tunes and then end my little set with Ron Paul, Ron Paul. So that's going to be really exciting for me. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Is he catching on in San Francisco? Do you see a lot of people, rallying behind him?
It certainly is. It's growing. We've had a couple events where we've had, over 100 people. I think the biggest thing is that the people that are involved are super excited. They're really energized by it. And everybody is pitching. And as you said, if everybody has a talent. And it's just unbelievable the various ideas that people are coming up with on their own, taking the time out of their lives to really say, hey, this is important. I believe in it. And it's growing, absolutely. I can only hope that it continues on the same growth path that I've seen over the last few months. If it does, we're going to have a real strong showing here.
Yeah, there's a revolution, a silent revolution taking place. Silent as far as, you don't hear about it in the media, but revolution nonetheless. The momentum is really building.
That's the disappointing part, is that anytime there's anything going on out here with Ron Paul, with the support out here, the media just completely ignores it. So that's why we've got to donate to the guy so that he can afford to put, spots – advertising on radio and television.
Right.
I hate to say that. I wish it was so that, enough just to tell everybody about him. The fact is that it's going to have to – the media, big media has a hypnotic hold on people. There are folks out there that don't believe it. They see it on their local news station.
Hey, I'll tell you what you can do, listeners, is download Rick's song and take it to your local radio station or even cable TV. Sometimes, during a break or something, they'll just run a song and put some picture up on the screen or whatever. They'll do it.
Well, absolutely. Feel free to use it in any way possible like that. Absolutely.
And, do it on the grassroots level. You're not going to get CNN to play it or ABC or – But, right. If people all over the country were doing this in their local communities, you'd be surprised the awareness that you can create. So, we got to beat them at their own game. They hijacked this country by taking over local communities at first, initially, decades ago. They went around buying up newspapers. I'm talking about the elites, That's how they got control of our media initially. They did it on the grassroots level. They started buying up local newspapers and consolidating them. And then from there, as they grew more powerful and gained more wealth, they bought up national newspapers, and now they're at the point where they pretty much own all the mainstream media. In fact, they pretty much ignore the local newspapers now, which is good. The local newspapers are locally owned, and they're open to stuff like this. So go to your local newspapers, go to your local cable access TV networks, and get them on board with this, guys. Okay, we're going to have another short break here. Be right back in a moment with Rick Ellis. Stick with us, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
All right, folks, welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got Rick Ellis on as our guest, Frank Sinatra imitator. He's got a great song about Ron Paul, helping to campaign for Ron Paul's presidency next year. Let's keep our fingers and toes crossed. You can hear that song and actually download it and share it with others by going to www.sinatra.bz. Boy, B as in boy and Z as in zebra, /ron.html. Again, that's www.sinatra.bz, /ron.html. We've got a caller on the line, Mike from Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Hello, Charles. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Hi, this is No Permit Mike from Northwest Pennsylvania. And your guest there, he is supposed to be a Ron Paul supporter?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, there's just been a travesty this morning in Evansville, Indiana. The Alphabet Soup agencies raided the Ron Paul Dollar Establishment in Evansville, Indiana, early this morning.
No kidding.
Absolutely. Confirmation from the owner. He's as mad as a hornet.
You know, I was just on conspiracycentral.com, for those of you aren't familiar with that. It's a pretty good website. It's a BitTorrent file share website. And they had something on there, and I'm like, what is it? I thought it was a satire.
Oh, no, this is the real thing. We just got confirmation from the owner, and they took everything, all the all the stamping machines, everything. And we'll try to report back to you as soon as possible, Charles. This is No Permit Mike signing out for now. Thank you. And thank you, John
okay,
and Sandra.
Mike. Thanks for the call, Mike. I guess there is truth to that after all. I thought it was a joke or something. But what I see here on the list, it says FBI raids Liberty Dollar. Confiscates all Ron Paul dollars. Wow. This is unbelievable. What, are they going to label him as a terrorist or something?
This is an odd story. So do you know any more about it? What were these Liberty Dollars?
Well, I think they were printing, you know, not counterfeit money, obviously. They were just printing this as a means to – some Patriot networks do that. You know, I don't even think this was – I don't even know if this is something that he himself had established, but people were doing on his behalf. They'll print, you know, like
– like a collector's coin kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, like impeach Bush, and it'll have Bush on the dollar. But it's obviously not counterfeit, you know. It'll
right.
say 9/11 on it or something instead of where the one goes or, you know. So I think this is what this was, is some independent thing, but helping his campaign.
Okay.
And I don't think it's an official Ron Paul office.
Okay.
But nevertheless, yeah. You know, why are they doing this? You know, maybe they would be.
Right, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
It'll be an interesting story to follow up on for sure.
I tell you. But, you know, it makes me think of the bill I was just talking about. This is up for vote. It already went through the House. I don't know if you heard of it. It's H.R. 1955, House Resolution 1955. And it actually calls for, you know, as always, they use this phony rhetoric so it looks legitimate to the average bozo that doesn't know what's going on. But you read between the lines, and it's all about suppressing freedom of speech on the Internet. They know that they're losing ground, that, you know, in the past 5 years, there's been about a 60% loss of viewership for mainstream news media in this country,
right.
For television news, and about 40% loss for printed news. And that makes sense because the lies are worse on the TV news than they are on the printed news, so they're losing more in their TV audience. So, I mean, they have to resort to this stuff because they know people are waking up and they're losing their effect.
They have
so,
to. They have to.
Yeah.
They have to fight it. They have to, and it's been a fear of mine for a couple of years because I've seen how popular the Internet's become and how powerful. And then now with this Ron Paul thing being in their face so heavy, the money that he's being generated by single individuals, $50 at a time, they're seeing how powerful it is, and they don't have control over it. So
right.
Guess what feel like they need to do? They feel like they need to control it. I mean, of course, that's what they're going to do. And it is so very important that we don't let that happen.
And, that, you know, they sent out their federal Gestapo. And it's just a psychological war game more than anything. You know, they're putting fear in people that just want to shut you up.
Well, it's psychological, but it also disrupts people's lives. I don't know anything about
this. Oh, yeah, I don't want to. Right. What
I
mean,
it's,
for the
it's
people
worse,
they target. For the people they target, it's far more than psychological. But
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
In targeting those people, they want to create a psychological effect on the general population. You better shut up and not play games like this, or we're going to come after you too.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
But, for the people who go through it, it's a living hell. It's far more than psychological. I mean, they destroy their lives.
Yes.
These people are scary. I mean, really, I hate to say it, but there isn't much difference between this and what went on under Hitler and Stalin and Mussolini and Franco and... You know, it's the same type of totalitarian. There's no freedom here when it comes to this stuff, folks. If they're going after you simply for expressing your opinion, and you know that's what this bill is all about. It's scary. The margin was like 404 to 12 or whatever it was, voting for this H.R. 1955, and now before the Senate, if they pass it, it becomes law, and it opens up, of course, sounding legitimate. While the United States is focused primarily in foreign countries and fighting terrorism, we do recognize that the threat exists here domestically, and that it primarily is propagated on the Internet. There are many Internet sites and Internet radio that spreads anti-government propaganda, which is a ripe breeding ground for terrorism. I mean, you know, not the exact words I'm paraphrasing, but that's the message.
Well, I'll have to definitely look into that, and I will, because I can guarantee you I'll be active and do what I can do to help. And as you said earlier, I'm not a powerful person, but I am a person, and I have some free time in my life, and these concerns are super important. To me, the internet is probably as important a tool that we have as people of the United States, of people of the world. And we really, this is super important that we get to, I'm going to learn all about this. That's HR, what was it, 1955?
Yeah, it's already been passed under that designation, HR, okay. House Resolution 1955. And now okay. It's up for vote under S for Senate Bill 1959. Yeah, in fact, there's a whole slew of numbers you can – well, you can get it yourself, you know, your local congressman, yeah. or I should say senators, and, you know, demand that they not pass this. We need to put them on notice that we know what's going on here. We know this has nothing to do with fighting terrorism. It has everything to do with taking away our freedom of speech, our right to express ourselves.
They get their foot in the door, and then, boy, it's
– yeah. But do look it up. Google it later and read it.
I certainly will.
It's absolutely scary. I mean, it would call. I mean, it would give them the precedent to really arrest anyone, any. Well, like this thing that the caller just mentioned, you know, like went in and has seized these files, and for what reason? What kind of illegality is going on here, except people expressing their opinion and trying to get the word out about a candidate that's actually going to serve their interests for a change instead of corporate America? And this has nothing to do with anything that's legitimately designed to serve our interests and protect us from terrorism and national security and on, all the other rhetoric they use. It's all a cloak for outright tyranny. Let's call it what it is. You know, this is total control, despotism.
Well, you know, for me, the proof of what you're saying is when you consider how open our borders are.
Yeah.
If all of these things were such a danger, you know, if someone having a talk radio program on the internet is such a danger, how much more a danger are open borders to terrorism, right?
Yeah.
So you would think, I mean, considering how much more dangerous that is, using their logic there, certainly the first thing you'd want to do is take care of the borders. But they don't seem to want to do that at all. And it looks like they're not really – that doesn't seem to be on their list of things to do. So
yeah, you know,
that to me shows, in my way of thinking, it really shows the fallacy of that whole concept that we need to, you know, regulate the internet because of possible terrorism. And
right.
Once again, what is this? Where's freedom of speech fit into this?
Exactly.
Whole equation, you know.
Well, again, like I said, you know, this is what tyrants all through history have done. They disguise their quest for absolute power under the guise of protecting public safety, and that's how they sucker you to accept it. And then that gives them the precedent now, the right, if you will, or the legal cloak to go after you know, their opposition and silence them so they can get away with their crimes. You know, this is a criminal administration we have. Let's not pull any punches here. This really is.
Well, there was a great movie. I don't know if you've seen it. It's called Hoax. It was the story of the fellow that supposedly or that was arrested for writing a book that was supposed to be an autobiography of Howard Hughes.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's out on DVD now. So, but there's a concept is that what you want to do is in order to you know, win a battle, you create. You create a conflict or you create a problem and you create it for your enemy and then you come in later and you save the day for them.
Right. Yeah, there's an actual name for that. They call it Hegelian dialectic.
Create
a crisis. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You create a crisis, then you come along and propose a solution. They never would have accepted otherwise, but in light of the crisis, okay, save us. And you want
exactly.
to give up your liberties. Yeah, yeah.
And that's exactly what this sounds like to me, this bill that you're speaking of. So
yeah, exactly.
Very frightening.
Anyway,
very frightening.
Anyway, it is. We got a caller coming in. We got Deloitte from Idaho. Are you there, Deloitte? Oh, I guess we got to go to break. Stick with us, Deloitte. We'll take it when we get back.
What it's done to me to lose the love I'm The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Our guest today is Rick Ellis. If you want to go hear his Frank Sinatra-style Ron Paul song, you can do so by going to www.sinatra.bz, B as in boy, Z as in zebra, /ron.html. You can go there and listen and or download and share it with a friend. Okay, we're going to go to Deloitte in Idaho, if he's still holding. Are you there, Deloitte?
Yeah, am I on?
Yeah, welcome.
Well, I don't know a lot about this, but I wanted to put a little bit of information out about that last caller. The Liberty Dollar was minted up here in Coeur d'Alene at the Sunshine Mining Company, I guess is their name. And a couple, 3 days ago, they were raided by the FBI, and it was reported on the news as a mock
counterfeit type thing.
Yeah, and that Liberty Dollar is being they're fighting them in court. They're in court right now about doing counterfeit money. And what they do is they actually coin silver coins and then sell them. And that's about all the information I can give you about it, but it's more than just somebody printing up stickers for Ron Paul.
So you said they were counterfeiting coins?
No. They're being charged in court with counterfeiting money.
Oh, okay.
But what they're doing is they're selling actual silver. Actual silver coins that they are minting, and they're paying the Sunshine Mine here in Coeur d'Alene to do that. And the FBI raided the office here in Coeur d'Alene and said it was I don't have the right word on the tip of my tongue here, but it was a mock thing. It was like a trial run. And they went in there and they looked at everything, and then that's all I heard about on the news. But I know that this is this went on a couple 3 days ago here. And so the FBI is going after this Liberty Dollar organization and trying to shut them down for doing counterfeit money.
Now look at the irony of this. Who's really doing counterfeit here?
Exactly. It's the Federal Reserve that's got the counterfeit money.
Ouch.
Orwell's rolling in his grave. Yeah, the Federal Reserve prints phony money that has absolutely no backing and is totally constitutionally illegal, but they're going after people who are using real silver that does have value. That makes a lot of sense. Right.
Oh, boy.
Well, I just wanted to put that out. Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Yeah, again, maybe this is more psychological warfare. Not psychological for those who are being targeted, but, you know, for the general population. Stay away from silver. That's a no-no. That has real value. And if when we crash the dollar, you'll actually have real value. We don't want that. They want everybody dependent on the paper money.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely, because it's easier to print up more when there's trouble.
Yep. Oh, it's quite a fiasco. They've been pulling this off for quite some time now. Ron Paul is really a thorn in their flesh because he's pulling the lid off of this. I mean, this has been the foundation of everything else they've been pulling. All their other scams have really been orbiting that one nucleus, you know, and now that he's exposing that, the whole thing is just, it's coming apart at the seams, you know, as more and more people wake up to this and realize this chicanery that's been pulled off on them.
Well, you can certainly see why people are wanting to, you know, regulate the internet now, people in power, because if you think about it, none of these stories, I wouldn't have known about this or even had the ability to go research more if it wasn't for the internet. You can't do research on the television, and it's hard to do research in the library because it's, you know, at least before the internet, you wouldn't have access to what's really going on. So,
and if you did, the Homeland Security watches the books you take out of the library. They really do. Right. It's unbelievable.
Wow, isn't that amazing? It's frightening.
That book is forbidden. You are gonna get 10 years for that. I mean, land of the free? What? Where's the freedom? I love that comic strip right after the Iraq war started. It showed this guy sitting down watching TV, and he's yelling out to his wife. It shows the TV announcer saying, you know, Mr. Bush wants to bring freedom and democracy to Iraq. And it just goes on with this whole list, you know. And the guy's yelling out to his wife, honey, pack your bags immediately. We're going to Iraq.
I think it is important to remember that at least right now, in this very moment, you and I are free to be discussing these issues. Thank God. But
right. But for how much longer?
How much longer is a very important question. And we cannot take this for granted. And we really, I mean, it's so very clear to me that we need to realize how precious it is and be willing to even give up some of our personal liberty, or I should say the our personal safety because this is, you know, freedom, it is a war in a way to keep personal freedom, to keep our freedoms that we have. We are going to have to be willing to fight for them. And we can do it by, you know, helping Ron Paul with his campaign. We can do it by investigating and looking beyond television and the newspapers, and the internet's a great tool for that. And certainly what you're doing, Charles, is very important, and that is you're expressing your opinions and allowing others to call in and express theirs.
It's the American way.
That's it, exactly. And
We're getting
proud of you
break.
For doing it.
Get a short break, folks. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got Rick Ellis on as our guest, Frank Sinatra imitator. And he's got a great song out about Ron Paul. You can go hear that and download that at www.sinatra.bz, B as in Bob, Z as in Zebra, /Ron.html. Again, that's www.sinatra.bz, /Ron.html. You know, coming back to the freedom of speech thing, you know, I personally cannot stand listening to people singing the praises of Der Fuhrer. It just makes me sick. This president is a fascist. He's as un-American as you can get. He has launched, not just him, I mean the whole regime. Bush can't even tie his shoes, quite frankly. He's not behind any of his policies, but he certainly embraces them. He's complicit. But, you know, when I say Bush, I'm referring to the whole administration. And, you know, to hear people defend this guy, and thank God they're in a very shrinking minority at this point, but still, they're out there. There are millions of them. And, you know, to hear them defend this man is just so disgusting. I mean, he is the biggest traitor in the history of this country. He has launched the most vigorous attack on our constitutional freedoms. But nevertheless, I defend their right to express their opinion. Because if they lose their right to do that, we also lose our right. You know what I'm saying? That's what's made America great. You don't have to like what someone said.
That's the trick of the record, basically, is that in order for me to be able to express my opinions, I need to allow others to do it.
Yeah, but what they want to do is take away your right to speak against him, but it's okay to praise him. So you can praise Der Fuhrer, but if you want to speak against him, we're going to cage you in 10 miles down the street in the freedom of free speech zone. They actually call it right. free speech zone.
Yeah, that's one thing that regrettably I think is absolutely wrong is to, you know, if you have free speech, you have it. And to keep people, you know, cordoned off some miles from your event doesn't allow for much protest.
You obviously got a lot to hide when you got to resort to that. I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's desperate. It's desperate measures because they're desperate. They are. There's more, I would just say, informed people in the world now. I think the internet is a very important reason for that. There are a lot more informed people. Yeah. And they're, so, you know, if you're controlling people because, and you're keeping them somewhat anesthetized with television and beer, you know, you don't really want people to be too informed because it threatens your power over them. And right. I think that's what's happening is that because of the internet, it's scary to think that it's going to be, or it is becoming such a threat to them and they're going to be coming after it, is my fear. That's my fear. So, but
well, you know,
keep learning, keep learning, and you know, keep standing up for the your rights of speech, free speech. We need it. There's nothing more important.
It's true. They'll find some sleazy way to do it. You know, initially anyway, they'll say, we're going to have an internet tax, and then
right.
of course they'll have you register anytime you want to post a site. It has to be pre-approved, and it'll be filtered and.
I thought their foot in was going to be the porno, you know, the porn.
Yeah.
I figured that was going to help them get their foot in to regulating the internet was just, you know, the fact that there's porn on the internet. But I guess apparently that wasn't a strong enough in. And so now they're using this, this terrorism threat.
Which is completely bogus. I mean, if you think about it, if you're an Al-Qaeda operative, or some chieftain. I mean, are you really going to go on the internet at this point? Brother Muslims, all fanatics everywhere, join us today at alqaeda.com. I mean, are you going to be that stupid?
Well, but even if they did have their radio show on the internet, you know, I don't know. There's a billion things on the internet. And the thing about democracy is that the majority of the people's will is democracy, right? I mean, if there's a majority of us that want Ron Paul, then Ron Paul will be president. Hopefully. I mean, that's the way we hope that it works.
The majority of us can't stand Bush and want him out, but look where we're at.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, there's, you know, what we're talking about, an ideal of democracy, and I hope that that we can maintain our freedom on the internet and our freedom of speech in the streets of America. But I think in order to do that, we're going to have to accept that we're going to hear things that we might not find pleasant or that we might not absolutely believe in. You're going to hear the other side. But that's the beauty of it. That's why we can have every type of person here in America walking down the street and churches of all different denominations on every corner. And that's the beauty of it. I think it's important that we spread democracy by example, and freedom of speech here and freedom of speech on the internet are two ways that we can show the rest of the world that, you know, what we're doing is worthy of example and something to consider following. But the way it is right now, and I will definitely look into this HR 1955 or S1959, yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to read about that and learn more about that and do what I can, you know, to.
You know, to me, that goes beyond the Patriot Act. It goes beyond the Military Commissions Act. I don't know if you heard about that one. That came out last year. Yeah, that's some scary stuff. There was the, you know, the John Warren Defense Authorization Act, and, you know, all of these things have given der Fuhrer basically totalitarian power and, you know, have stripped away various rights. But this thing here, this just goes beyond. The other ones are worded kind of vaguely, and, you know, it could be applied to American citizens, but, you know, they'll argue that it's mostly for foreign terrorists, and it does mention foreign terrorists. But this one here specifically is for, you know, domestic application.
And
what they're applying. Yeah, this goes, to me, it goes beyond anything else that they've previously done. And the fact that it passed through the House with such a huge margin, you know, it ought to tell you a little bit about how Congress works, too. You know, how come the Democrats, even more than the Republicans, are jumping on board with this? Where's the sense of bipartisanship and opposition here? There isn't any.
That's one thing. I don't think there's really much difference in once you get to a certain level in American politics of power, you start looking alike and acting alike. Mm-hmm. Again, why to me Ron Paul is such a breath of fresh air, because he really is he's his own man. You know, I really respect mm-hmm. that. He's his own guy, and I don't think there's much difference once you get way up there with power between the Democrats and the Republicans.
Well, you know, as they always say, follow the money. And where are these other candidates getting their support from? I mean, it's a done deal once you see that. You know, he is the only exception. He not only isn't getting contributions from corporate America, he's refusing them.
I love that.
That's awesome.
I respect that, you know.
And that's why, you know, that's how you know it's not rhetoric, because any politician can give you all kinds of grandiose promises, and there have been many who have done that. But when they're getting money from corporate America, it is just a bunch of hoopla.
Right, and then all of a sudden they have to compromise here and there. And then before you know it, they're living a lifestyle that might be affected if they don't compromise anymore. So, yeah. It's what is that? Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah.
Who and Ron Paul is the exception. That's why I was excited to do the song for him. It was quite a natural, actually. New York, New York, Ron Paul, Ron Paul. The lyrics came to me quickly and easily, so I knew it was right. You know, I didn't have to force it. It just came.
Yeah,
quickly.
That's great when that happens. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the kind of inspiration that Ron Paul was for me and for a lot of others. A lot of my buddies feel the same way about him. We're inspired. And I appreciate you, Charles, and your radio show. And, you know, because it's risk-taking to step up and stand up for something that you believe in. But that's – I'm learning now. Finally, I'm learning that how important it is to do it.
Well, I gotta tell you, when I think of Ron Paul, you know, not only a man of integrity, but incredible courage, he's not just out in the parking lot handing out flyers. I mean, he's right there in the boxing ring. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, he is. Absolutely. I don't know if I can say this over the radio, but.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're going to say.
He's got him.
I mean,
he's got
really,
him, baby.
He's right there, you know, head to head with these thugs. He's taking them on single-handed. I mean, he's got a lot of support, but you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
Physically, he's going up against them alone. So,
well, it's inspired me to speak up. I've never done this before. I remember having conversations with, you know, fellow musicians, and we're talking about how to do music business and how to make it in the business. And one of the phrases that always came to mind was to stay politically flat in order to get the most, you know, corporate parties and the bigger social light events and this kind of thing. If you really wanted to be successful, you had to stay politically flat. And, you know, that's the mentality that sometimes people, well, I'll just speak for myself, that I fell under for a lot of years, was to stay politically flat so that I could make money, so that I could be, you know, put food on the table and maybe someday buy a house and have the American dream. Which is really sad when you think about that, the irony of that to stay politically flat in order to achieve the American dream.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, it's insanity, really.
And you know,
so
what
Ron Paul what, helped bring me out of that. And I,
yeah.
So
I'll
always remember that for that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Already he's done a great service, president or not. I mean, he's already,
exactly.
You know, brought a lot of issues into the limelight that have remained in the hidden in the shadows, you know. So this is fantastic. I mean, people can no longer laugh at you and say, what do you mean the Federal Reserve is a private-run bank? That's just ridiculous, you know. Nobody's saying that anymore. It's obvious now. I mean, you can't hide it.
Yeah, he's really brought a lot of dangerous ideas to light.
and of course, yeah, the income tax, which, of course, is the twin brother of the Federal Reserve, really, if you think about it.
Right.
You can't really have one without the other. They mutually depend on each other. The IRS is the collection agency, if you will, for the extortion of the banking system.
You know, I don't know if this is a correct theory or not, but for me to say this publicly and to actually express it is probably one of the bravest things I've done yet, and I'm about to do it. But I had this concept that when I was a kid and I grew up, saying the Pledge of Allegiance in America and believing in America, and I do. I mean, I live here and this is my country and I love it. And I'm fighting now and I'm expressing this because of that. But you know, I thought, you know, it does. There's a lot of similarities between the way that the government extort money or takes a lot of my money, and the way that the mafia would do it with their protection racket. And I just started considering, you know, in a certain way, the paying our taxes, which I do, I've been audited twice in my life, so I definitely pay my taxes because I don't want to go to jail. But for me, it's almost a protection racket. I would say it's like kind of like a protection racket.
Well, you know what, Ron? That's exactly what it is. Yeah. This is a fraud that's been perpetuated on us. You know, there wasn't an income tax imposed on individual American citizens until World War II. It didn't exist. This country subsisted for, you know, 150-plus years, 160-plus years, without any individual income tax imposed on American citizens. And it, you know what? It didn't have any debt. Except the Civil War years, this country was always in the black, and it didn't have its citizens paying income tax. It wasn't until World War II and the imposition of this tax that we started getting into the debt trouble that we're in. Isn't it incredible? With all the extra money now that they've got, far more than they ever had before, and we've got all this debt. Before, we didn't have debt, and there wasn't all this extra money coming in.
Right.
Things are fraught.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah.
But people will always say, what do you mean if we took away the tax? How could the government subsist? It did just fine without this before. It doesn't need this tax. Now, you know, it couldn't exist in its current form with all these bloated bureaucracies, which we not only don't need, but have actually been detrimental to the health of this country. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But if we got rid of all of these bureaucracies that we don't need, that are downright unhealthy, of course it could subsist without the income tax.
Well, it's kind of like a growth of a cancer. You know, it starts off small. Eventually it grows so big that it actually starts eating itself. And
yeah,
I think that's
right.
Kind of where we're getting with government. It's got
the parasite is bigger than the host.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so it's really time. It's really time for us to speak out. I don't know. I know I've just met you but for me, it's a very new thing. Speaking about these kinds of things publicly, my reasons were selfish, but I'm at a place in my life now where I see that that's not serving me anymore. That there is nothing to be gained by being silent.
Right, we have everything to lose.
So important. We have everything to lose. It's so very important. We're really at that crossroads where people need to go ahead and realize that it's okay to speak up. In fact, it's the best thing you can possibly do for your kids.
You know, I always. Right, right, for your kids. If you don't care about your own self or your fellow countrymen, think of your kids. You're selling them out to not do anything. You really are. I like to use this illustration, and it's true. This was the intended meaning in The Wizard of Oz, you know, the the old man behind the curtain. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. The little crinkled up old fogey was so afraid that people were going to pull that curtain on him. And, you know, that the smoke and mirror show wasn't going to be effective anymore. And really, that's all it is. It just
the internet is the internet. Oh, that's perfect. I've never even considered. Thank you for sharing that, because I never considered the Wizard of Oz and the story of it. But I see it now. And, you know, it's the internet that's pulling the curtain. The internet
right.
is pulling the curtain on media you know, because it's exposing them. Not only exposing the truth in a lot of ways, but it's also allowing people to get together, you know, that don't live, you know, you're on one side of the United States, I'm on the other.
Separated
and here
by
we
thousands
are having,
miles.
Right, and here we are having this conversation. Really powerful.
Yeah, it's an excellent tool, and we got to make sure that we maintain control of it and not give it over to them. All right, guys, stick with us. Be right back with one more segment with our guest.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. As always, these 2 hours have just flown by here. We've got just another 3 or 4 minutes or so left with our guest. But once again, Rick Ellis is a Frank Sinatra imitator, does a great job. He's got a great Ron Paul song out. If you want to get it, you can download it, share it with friends, burn it on a CD, take it to your local cable access TV show, and network, I should say, and have them play it, or take it to your local radio station, have them play it. A lot of them are hungry for, you know, fillers for airtime, and they won't have any problems playing it. Seriously, try it. You can get that by, what's that?
Oh, I love it. I love that idea. That's a great idea.
Yeah, yeah. So go to www.sinatra.bz, B as in boy, Z as in zebra, /ron.html. Again, that's sinatra.bz, /ron.html, and you can get it there. You know, I was thinking during the break, there's been a lot of famous people in the music industry that started out the way you did, you know, with the gospel music net industry.
Sure.
Or network, or whatever you want to call it. And you know, from there they just took off. I mean, we got to look at Elvis started out that way. Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash.
A lot of folks, Whitney Houston, a lot of people got started in gospel. You know, the beautiful thing about my childhood was that we always sang as loud as we wanted to. So that helps, you know. If you feel like it's okay to sing, you definitely enjoy it and it feels good. It's like getting a massage from the inside out. It's a very
healthy
thing.
Yeah. Music's powerful. It's great.
Yeah.
Way to reach people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you've got the voice, if you've got the message and a good, you know, rhythm or beat or whatever, I mean, you got it. You got it going. And you definitely have all three. So,
thank you.
Good luck to you. It's wonderful. Keep pushing that Ron Paul thing. You're doing it. It's not a selfish thing when you push Ron Paul, folks. It's for everybody. We're all going to benefit. Not only the whole country, but for crying out loud, the whole world nowadays. Because Washington decisions don't just affect us here. They infect and affect the whole planet.
One of the things that I've noticed, I'm in a virtual world called Second Life. And we have a global community of people that are in there. And we talk about Ron Paul and there's a lot of people in other countries that support Ron Paul and wish they could vote for him. So if that doesn't tell you something, I don't know what.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you, folks, the whole
they would love for us to spend a little more time working on our own problems at home. And
exactly.
We all want the freedom to choose what we want to do when we wake up in the morning, and for us to have that freedom, we've got to respect other people's freedom to make their choices as well. Right. Go, Ron Paul!
Absolutely.
Go, Ron Paul!
Way to go. Yeah, this is, I tell you, we still got a year left to turn this thing around. And like you said, if the trend continues as it's been going, I'd say that the power network that's been controlling this country for a long time now has a lot to be worried about.
This is going to be some incredible things coming down from both sides. They're going to really start. I predict this year is going to be. It's going to be. These are dangerous times, but hang in there.
Yeah, 2008 guys can really be a turnaround for this country. Let's hope and pray. In the meantime, get out there. And push for Ron Paul. You're doing a great job, my friend. Keep it up. Thanks for coming on, and we'll have you on again sometime.
Fantastic. Thank you, Kerry. You guys take care.
Looking forward to seeing you on Amazon.com soon. All right, guys. Take care.
Okay.
I won't be on again live till Tuesday, so have a great long weekend, and we'll see you then.
With recent internet